Let me introduce myself. My name is Chris Wood, and I will be your host and creator for the next period of time. A little bit about myself. I've been audiobooking for the last 5 years. Really, when I ran out of books that I was really enjoying and I hit a couple of dead ends, I was looking for something else. I had friends steer me into the direction of podcasting. Didn't know too much about it, other than that it was free. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So the last 2 years I've been kind of right into the podcasting. I've kind of got about 12 or 13 that I listen to on a regular basis on rotation. Some of the topics I like, crime, brewing, comedy, and all the odd topics. So a little bit about me. Why am I making a podcast? Well, I feel as though it's about me giving back. I've been getting itchy for the last little period of time, really wanting to do this, and I guess I've really finally found that motivation and time to kind of get it done. So I really love to make people laugh, and I thought, well, let's integrate it into the podcasting arena. I'm definitely no comedian. I enjoy integrating wit wherever I can, but definitely I'm not a serious person. I'm the complete opposite. So really, through this podcast, my goal is to explore joke categories. So different areas like dad jokes, one-liners, blonde jokes, etc. on a weekly, fortnightly basis. My real goal is to make you laugh and chuckle, to be entertaining and give you that little break. Potentially maybe give you some material that you could try on others. If you're driving to work, you can hit your colleagues up with some material that you get from this podcast. Really, I want to take a bit of a journey, I guess myself, through the joke world, discover different jokes, different areas, in a lot more depth, different areas of the joke world. So jump on. I intend to cross a line or two in the process. I think that's really what it's also all about. Society makes me laugh, and we have different lines for different things. So really, the benefits of laughter. Why make you laugh? Because your mind is going to be flooded with endorphins, the feel-good chemicals, typically experienced after exercise. If you're laughing, those hormones are all over the place, boosting your immune system. Another benefit is that your blood pressure will drop. Not too low, hopefully, but low enough to reduce some stress. And that's the next one, stress. When you laugh, you have less stress. It's not hard to figure that one out. And if you laugh hard enough, you get a fitness workout. You might be activating that core. So I guess that yoga is going to be on the back seat. So from week to week or fortnight to fortnight, we will go through some jokes together. I'm going to compile a top 10 list with some honorable mentions. And my goal is to honestly try and make you laugh. The material will suit all ages, genders, and cultures. I'll give a pre-warning when or if there may be some adult content. So if you're listening to this, we have a few things in common. We love podcasts. We love lists. We love jokes. So let's get started. Let's get into the first week. So here we go, the first official joke category for the new podcast is, drumroll please, nope, no guesses. Okay, the first week we're going to explore dad jokes, a crowd favorite, a personal favorite of mine. This episode will be G-rated, so very kid-friendly. There's nothing harmful about a dad joke, they're just lame, corny. But here we go. So really, we all have experienced a dad joke in our lifetime, whether it's from our own dads, crazy uncle, another relative, or a random person on the street. As I'm getting older now, to my later 20s, I feel like, you know, kids might be on the card soon. So that's really a big part of why I thought we'd go down this path. practice. Could be. But I also thought that there may be a genetic predisposition for all males. These crazy kind of gene sets that kind of unlock when you have your first child. And it's like all of a sudden, boom, you've got 1,000 dad jokes ready to go. And it's like you're right to basically do them at any point. So to explore the dad jokes, I thought I'd go to all faithful Wikipedia for a definition. So here we go. What does Wikipedia say a dad joke technically is? It's a corny or predictable joke, typically punny. That's a little bit funny already. Generally inoffensive, dad jokes are traditionally told by fathers among family, either with sincere humor intent or to intentionally provoke a negative reaction to the dagginess of an individual. One of the most common dad jokes goes as follows. Dad, I'm hungry. To which the dad will reply, "Hi, hungry, I'm dad." Many dad jokes may be considered anti-jokes, deriving humor from intentionally unfunny punchlines. The term has spread into general use, receiving mentions across various parts of the world. So there you go, there's a little definition. So the first parts of the show. So this one's obviously not going to be a long episode. Dad jokes are typically not very long at all. So we're going to start with the honorable mentions. So here we go. My other half told me the other day to catch and take a spider outside instead of killing it. We went out for dinner. He was a pretty cool guy. Funnily enough, he wants to be a web designer. That is the first honorable mention. What happens if you drop your iPhone and iPad into the pool? They will sink. There you go. Had an odd dream last night that I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted. A salesperson tried to sell me a coffin today. I told him that's the last thing I need. I have actually heard that one before. Did you hear about the Italian chef that died recently? He passed away. Brilliant. Gotta love that wordplay. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? Ear elephant. What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese. I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a total ripoff. Come on, guys. These are pretty classical dad jokes. I'm sure a couple of you guys have heard a couple of these so far. So we've got a couple more in the honorable mentions. Mind you, I've scrolled through hundreds, probably 1,000 odd jokes already. And it was pretty hard to kind of pull some out. Some are absolutely horrific. Dad, can you put the cat out? I didn't know there was a fire. What do you call a man with a rubber toe? Roberto. It's pretty funny. I have actually used that one myself, having several friends named Rob. What do you call a fat psychic? A fortune teller. What time did the man go to the dentist? Tooth hurty. It's a classic. Why do chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, they would be chicken sedans. That one's actually pretty funny. My dad has used that one himself. So the honorable mentions are now done. Funny, but they did not make my top 10 list. So the next 10 dad jokes are my top 10. So as I said previously, I went through hundreds, if not thousands of jokes to kind of narrow this down. So I feel as though I'm in good stead to kind of make a bit of an executive decision in this area. So the top 10 dad jokes for the first podcast, here we go. So number 10, dad, hey son, what do you feel like for dinner? Son, I feel like ice cream. Dad, you don't look like ice cream. That one I have experienced personally. Still funny. Come on, a couple of you guys are going to be chuckling. Number 9. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, but no atmosphere. I wonder if they used that one when they were traveling up to the moon in the 60s. Number 8. Why was the chef arrested? He was busted beating eggs. Violence against eggs. We know how we feel about that. Number 7. The cashier. Would you like the milk in the bag? Dad, nah, just leave it in the bottle, thanks. Number 6. Now this one I kind of liked. This I thought could have been a little bit closer to the pointy end. But when I was going through the other ones, I felt as though it needed to go up a little bit. Did you know what Forrest Gump's password was? One, Forrest, one. Brilliant. Now I know a few of you are going to go and change your work passwords to one, number one, Forrest, number one. Number 5. I was on Weight Watchers website the other day. Funnily enough, they wanted to have your cookies disabled. That one I actually laughed at pretty hard on the computer. Number 4. The wedding was so beautiful, the cake was in tears. That one I have actually heard many, many times at weddings. Number 3. Hey dad, I'll call you later. Son, don't call me later. Call me dad. Number 2. Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself? It was too tired. Absolutely fantastic. And here we go. I guess another drum roll if that special effect basically exists. Number 1. Here we go. For your joke, taking you to work or from work, wherever you are listening to this podcast, this is my favorite dad joke of all time. So here we go. I'm going to say it right now. 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 All right. Sorry. What do you call a deer with no eyes? A no idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs? Still, no idea. Absolutely sensational. My favorite, and hopefully a crowd favorite. So it's a real short episode this week because dad jokes are generally pretty corny and pretty short. They're typically one-liners. So future episodes will be a little bit longer. So thanks for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I hope I've entertained you at least for a short period of time. Please leave a review down below or to the side or however you really leave a review on your relevant platform. Please as well in the comments section, leave your dad joke. Have you got one that should have made the top 10? Did you think any of mine shouldn't have made the top 10? You tell me. And we might get a bit of a poll going when we come and revisit this a little bit later on. Perfect. Thanks, guys. See you then.